The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, celebrating 40 years of sharing God's unconditional love and grace.
I've been supporting Ambassadors to the Nations with Pastor Derry and Pastor Karen for years. I know that you're on vacation, and I really appreciate you coming out to let us see what God's doing in this school.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is going to be a very special edition of our Gospel Truth because today I'm going to share with you about a recent trip that I took on January the 16th through the 21st to Nicaragua. And this was a first for me. It's the first time I'd ever been to Nicaragua. And the reason that I wanted to do this is because for many years now, I've been supporting a ministry called Ambassadors to the Nations. And this is from a church that's in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have been going to Charlotte and hosting, I've been the guest speaker at their annual celebration of their anniversary. They call it a camp meeting. And we actually, when we started, we met outside in a tent. We've been through a number of hurricanes in a tent there in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I forget the exact timing on this, but like 12 years ago or maybe 15 years ago, something like that, the associate pastors at this church in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's Freedom Christian Center, located on Freedom Drive, just off of Interstate 85 in Charlotte. And the associate pastors, Darren and Karen Jolly, they were going to Mexico and Nicaragua. And because of the great need there, they just started schools and feeding programs. And then they did skits and different things where they would evangelize. And they started ministering to people. And I began to hear these stories, like I said, 15 years ago or something. And then as I would go there every September for their annual camp meeting, I've been doing this for 22 years now, I believe, I eventually got interested. They began to put up pictures of all of the things that they had done. And again, I forget the exact timing on this, but I think it's been like maybe 5, 10 years, probably between 5 and 10 years ago, I started supporting some of the children that they sponsor through their school program. They not only provide them with an education and they build these schools and they have very nice facilities, but then they feed all of the children who come a hot meal every day. And with many of these poor Nicaraguan children, it's the only meal that they get that day. And so, I mean, this is a ministry to them physically, but also it is educating them and it's giving them a spiritual education also. So anyway, I started getting involved in this, like I said, over 5 years ago, and I started supporting some children myself. I think that I personally, not just myself, but through the Andrew Womack Ministries, we support 40 children that go to these schools. And I've been doing that for many years. So I had gotten involved. I heard all of these tremendous testimonies, and I actually had a break in my schedule, and I just decided that I was going to take a week and go down to Nicaragua and see what was happening. And I tell you, I was impressed. I was very impressed and blessed. And this is something that I am doing that God has laid on my heart. But those of you who support these programs and support my ministry, you know, it's obvious that we're on television and that we have Bible schools and that we're reaching people, and those things we keep out in front of you all of the time. But we have programs going on in Mexico. I helped start a Bible school in Torreon, Mexico, and we have a missionary there that God has used me to impact her, and she is preaching the gospel and putting out students. I think now that she's graduated over 1,000 students through her Bible school. And my ministry actually took her house and built a second story on top of her house. and put in bathrooms in it and air conditioning. It's one of the nicest houses around there, and she has now graduated over 1,000 students going through her Bible school. And we're a part of that in Mexico and, of course, Nicaragua. We've recently had some things on about Uganda. We're doing things now in Belize and in India and South Africa and just Hungary, all around the world. And so I thought it would be good to share with you some of the things that we witnessed, because again, this is not only a testimony about what we're doing, but you, when you give, are helping us to reach out and to touch these people.
We have been able to build buildings within like a month, 2 months. Like, I'll show you the preschool building in a few minutes. That we raised the money for that building in 45 days, which normally in the past years before the partners help and with Brother Andrew, it would have took us over a year. So that's the major, is that everything is so much nicer, so much better. We can do everything faster and have more students and bless more people, which in the natural we could have never done without his ministry and the partners.
So again, on the 16th of January, I went with Pastor Darren and Karen Jolly. They are the ones that head up the Ambassadors to the Nation. They are actually, Karen is the sister of Pastor Dean Melton, and he's the senior pastor at the Freedom Christian Center there. And I tell you what, we have a wonderful relationship with them, and every time I go there, it's just powerful, powerful services. There were also some of the other pastors that are under the Freedom Christian Center that went with us, Pastor Bobby Ray. And he's from over in Dallas, North Carolina. He went with us. And we also had Pastor Gary Colstead, and he is from Mooresville. And they went with us, and we just had a tremendous time. So we arrived in Managua, Nicaragua. And then the very next day, we got up and we took, I think it was a 2.5 hour bus ride over to a ferry. And we took this ferry, and it was about a 1.5 to 2 hour ferry ride across this large lake.
Good job.
But anyway, it was about 1.5, 2 hour ride, and we went over to where there are two volcanoes. One of them is named Concepcion, and the other one is Madeiras. And there are two volcanoes. One of them is still active and spewing ash. As a matter of fact, as we were flying out, I remember looking out the airplane window, and you could see dozens of volcanoes, and the vast majority of them were still spewing smoke. They don't have a lot of lava flow and things like that, but they are active volcanoes. So we went over to this Ometepe Island where these two volcanoes are, and the name of the village was Maogalpa Village. And we went there, and it took us most of the day to be able to get there. Right after we got there, we went and visited the school that was on Ometepe Island. And I tell you, I was really impressed. As you can see, some of the video that our camera crew is putting on the screen, you can see that when we got there, there were hundreds and hundreds of children and their parents that were there to welcome us. And you got to remember that in January, this is when their school is actually closed. And so school was out. This wasn't all of the students. This was just a small representation of the students. But the Pastor Darry and Karen Jolly had told these people about how our ministry had given so much money to help build some of these places and to sponsor children and to do all of the things. And so as a result, these people turned out just in gratitude. They actually had a five-piece brass band that was there. And I mean, they were playing this music to welcome us in. They had people there to welcome us. And it was really a tremendous experience for me. And again, I just want to say that the Jollies, the people that run this Ambassadors to the Nations, they are some of the, they're great friends, but they have such integrity that these people are doing a tremendous job. And yet every time I go, every time I'm around, they always are talking about what a blessing we are. And they act as if They don't have anything to do with this. They are not self-serving at all. They are out to just accomplish the mission. And when I was there, I mean, they constantly were talking about how much we've done to help, and yet they're the ones who are there doing all of the work. I was really impressed. And I'm sure that you can tell by looking at the video of this that, man, everything is very nice. If you could have seen the surrounding area, and I'm sure we probably have some footage of that, most of these people lived in very poor dwellings. I mean, most of them were just mud and stick huts. Many of them lived under trees. And this is also a part of what Ambassadors to the Nation is doing. They are going and taking people who are part of their program, people who have been helping and doing things like, I can't remember all of the details, but they introduced us to a man. I think it was right there on Ometepe Island, this Mayogapa village. And there was a man who was like their custodian or the person who oversaw those things. And he had been helping them and working there. And they have built him a home and they've helped him. And so they not only are taking these children and giving them a hot meal, but then they are educating them. They are taking the people that work and they're blessing them. And they're spreading prosperity into these villages. And it's just a tremendous thing. I was very, very impressed with all the things that they did. And then also we went out, and another thing that they do, when they bring over groups, we had a few people that were with us, they go out into the city streets and they just begin to start ministering. I think this was the next day we went to the LaFleur village, and it was just a dirt road. They stopped right in the middle. There was a person that I think taught in their school, or either their children walked a couple of miles or however many miles it was to the school. But anyway, they were associated with the school. I think it was a teacher. And out behind, her husband had a woodworking shop, which really interested me because I love working with wood. And I mean, he did some tremendous things. Over there, one of the things that they do is that they have to buy their casket in advance. They don't die and somebody else buys the casket for them. If they want to be buried, you got to buy your own casket. And so this guy made caskets and sold them. And he gave stories about some. This one guy bought a casket, and it was a very nice casket. And a matter of fact, it was such a drain on him that he said that the guy actually used his casket for his bed. He slept in it because he didn't have enough money left to buy a bed. So there were some interesting things. And he had a lot of homemade tools that he used to work and to make all of these things. And I was really impressed because I've done some of this, and I usually go out and buy my tools. And he had made these tables and done all of these things. But anyway, right across from there, they just stopped right in the middle of the street. They set up their loudspeaker, and then they began to start holding dramas, and they use puppets, and they do things that attract the children, and they preach, and they present the gospel. And then they have people raise their hands if they want to ask the Lord into their life, and they go around and minister to them and pray for them. And then after all of this, and I mean, in every situation, we probably did this over a 5-day period of time. We probably, I don't know, even know, I'm sure we had at least 5 of these. Some days we did too. So we may have done as many as 10 of these presentations where they just went out and did these skits and presented the gospel. And they had people every single time raise their hand. And there is a pastor, Daniel Ortega Reyes, or I'm not sure how you say his name, but anyway, he's the local pastor in Managua who helped Pastor Derry and Karen Jolly make many of these contacts. And he follows this up. They've established churches in these places, and they are ongoing ministering to these people. So it's not just humanitarian. It's not just feeding people, which, again, I'm not against those kind of things, but I'm saying, what good is it to feed a person if they don't get the gospel out of it? Their immortal soul is so much more important than just their physical needs, although both are important and there is a place for just humanitarian things. We need to get the gospel to people. And Ambassadors to the Nations did this consistently. I mean, everywhere. They were very strong on preaching the gospel and putting out these truths. And so we did that right there in the LaFleur Village. We also went out to a very remote place where it looked like nobody was around. And within moments, there was probably 50 or 60 children, some of their parents there. They actually had one guy who was drunk in the crowd, and they called him up, and they got to using him. They picked volunteers out of the crowd and had them come up, and they made it very personal to them. And they saw tremendous things happen. I was very impressed. And every time after we got through with the skits and the invitation, then we would feed the people. We would have the adults come by, and we would give all of the adults beans and rice and things like this that were staple. And I guarantee you, there were many of them that this was probably the largest amount of food they'd had in a long time. And then we would also have the children come by, and we would have bags of toys and different things to give them. We had toys for boys, toys for girls. And while we were there over this five-day period of time, we actually passed out 2,200 gifts of food and children's toys. You know what? That's a lot. And I was there passing those out with those people. We also had 2,000 hot meals that we served over that period of time. And I tell you, it was just powerful.
So what have we seen here, Andrew?
They're feeding, last time they fed 300 children in this space. They do them 70 at a time in shifts. And they just started this in December. It was the first time, wasn't it, Pastor Karen? And so this will be like the third time they've done it. And then after that, it's going to get to where it's a regular. So they'll start feeding the poorest of the kids here and minister to them.
And what is the, is this house one that was built by the ministry?
That's the lady that's in the yellow right there. She was in prison 5 years ago, and anyway, she's been born again and really serving the Lord. And so they built her a house and then built this shelter on the back, and this is kind of her ministry. She is ministering to the poor of this community, and Ambassadors to the Nations is helping them do it.
Also, on that very first island that we went to, the island of Ometepe, I got to meet with the mayor and with his wife, and I tell you, they were very impressed with Ambassadors to the Nations, and they entertained me because they realized that our ministry was a supporter of them, and they welcomed us. We talked. I had to go through an interpreter with much of this, but we talked about how they needed this. And man, they have just, because this Ambassador to the Nations has not gone in and only preached the gospel, but they've been demonstrating by building buildings, feeding the people, building homes for people, they are getting a great reception. And I tell you, it's just a powerful ministry. So then we went back to Managua. We held a minister's conference. There's also a school right there in Managua. They name all of their schools something to do with Israel. And then we held a minister's conference there. And there was people that came from Leon that were hours drive away. And they came. Many of them already had my books in Spanish. We now have, I'm not sure the exact number, I think it's five or six of my books have been translated into Spanish. Some of them had already gone to this one man who is a government official in León. He's also a pastor. And I mean, it had changed his life, the book on spirit, soul, and body. And we shared a strong message about the grace of God. And most of these pastors have been raised in religious, Pentecostal religious type of things. There were also Baptist Church of Christ there. We had a large representation of the different denominations. But we presented the gospel, the true gospel. And I tell you, it lit a fire under these pastors.
But God poured His love out in my life when I knew I wasn't deserving anything from Him.
Inclusive, aprendí que ya Dios había puesto su amor en mi corazón desde antes que yo naciera en esta tierra.
And this is what changed my life.
Y esto es lo que cambió mi vida.
Instead of God's wrath, I experienced God's love. For 4.5 months, I was caught up in the presence of God.
And then because of our partners, I was able to give a package to every one of these pastors, and I forget exactly, but I know that there was at least one or two of my books in Spanish along with other things that we gave every single pastor. And I just believe that that's going to be used of God in a powerful way to help change the way that people are presenting the gospel in Managua, Nicaragua. And we also held a meeting with the school children there. There was clowns. There were a lot of skits. There were things that they did. We gave away food and ministered to them. And then we also went out to Las Maderas, which this is a place. It was in a flat part of Nicaragua. It was about a three or four hour bus ride out there. And it was really hot. I mean, it was during the winter there, and yet it was probably approaching 90 degrees. I can't imagine what it's like as it gets later in the year. But we went out there, and this is a place that I haven't got time to tell the whole story, but they just stopped along the road many years ago. The people from that area began to converge, and they made contacts, and as a result, they have an entire 10-acre campus there that now they've established a church. They have buildings for all of the school, and people walk from about a half a mile to a mile away in Las Maderas, and they walk out there to this property, and they have this entire complex and hundreds of students that this is the only education they get. And, you know, the man who went with me, Larry Bozeman, he works with me. He's also caught this vision. He supports about 20 of the children, and it was neat. He had candy that he was giving out. The children mobbed him, and Larry and I both got to meet children that we supported. And one of the ones that I supported, Jose, I remember I forget exactly, but I think he's around 18 years old, 17 or 18, and he's only in the third grade. And part of the reason is that he has to work. And so they have rules there that if you don't complete so many days, you can't be promoted to the next grade level, etc. And because of this, he's only at a third grade level. But he was so appreciative of me helping support him and make it so that he could come to that school. We had a girl named Julia who spoke for the rest of them, and she spoke through an interpreter and told me about what a blessing it was to be able to go to school because of me and our partners and the way that we had supported them. There's actually a little girl, Rebecca Thompson, and her mother. They were partners of ours. They heard about Ambassadors to the Nations through one of our Gospel Truth seminars, and they gave some things and supported some of these children. And then Rebecca died, and they actually built a kitchen onto the facility there at Las Maderas, and they named it after Rebecca Thompson and dedicated it to her. And then they've also built a house for a person. And I got to meet the people that Rebecca sent some of her most precious things that she had to this family. And I tell you, it's impacting people. It was tremendous. We fed a lot of people. And one of the highlights of the whole trip for me and also Larry Bozeman, I think Larry and his wife Donna have built three or four houses. But about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a little woman named Elena. And this woman, she's now 75 years old. At the time, she would have been around 70. She was a grandmother, and she was sleeping in a hammock between two trees with three of her grandchildren sleeping on the ground underneath her. And they had a few boards that they had put up to make kind of a little shack. And this is the way that this woman was living. And yet she was so active in the church and in the ministry there at Las Maderas. She worked hard, that they wanted to build her a house. And they told about this when I was at Freedom Christian Center, and it touched me so much, I donated the $3,500 to build this woman a house. And I got to go meet her and sit in her house, and this woman fed me a meal of chicken. It was really good. And I got to go into her house. I got to meet her. She was hugging me and thanking me. Matter of fact, I got a picture of me and one of the granddaughters that 5 years ago was sleeping on the ground underneath her. And I tell you, these people are so appreciative. It just changes their life. And, of course, Larry Bozeman got to go to the people that he built houses for. And we got to go and see some of the way that other people were living. I remember that one kid came up. I think his name was Geronimo. and he had been malnourished, and because of that, he's still very small for his size. I think Geronimo is actually like 15 or 16 years old, and he looks like he's 10 or 11. His eyes are disproportional because of the malnutrition. And we went to his home, and he had 3 iguanas that he was going to cook. He had an armadillo there that they were in the process of eating at that time. And I tell you, it's just amazing to see the difference that this ministry is making in the lives of people. And I just wanted to give this report and to say thank you to all of our partners. Many of you don't even know all of the things that are being done. We just can't take enough television time to accurately represent what's happening. But there are people all over the world, and this is just a taste. This is the same thing as being repeated in Africa and in India and in every continent of the world. People's lives are being changed because of the way that you're supporting and help us to reach out, not only with the preaching of the word, but in practical ways. So I tell you, I just wanted to share this with you. I hope it's a blessing to you. I've got a message here that I want you to listen to, and then right after this, I'm going to come back and share with you one more time.
Andrew's teaching titled The Power of Partnership is available in a 2-part CD album for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1043C when you contact the ministry. The first teaching in the audio CD album titled The Purpose of Prosperity is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to send a gift, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge.
I hope this report about Nicaragua and what we've been doing there has been a blessing to you. And you know, if you would like to be a part of not only what's happening in Nicaragua, but the way people's lives are being changed through television and through our Bible schools all over the world, you need to become a partner with this ministry. You know, I would love to have you join with us. It takes so much to be able to make all of these things happen. And partners catch more fish. We need people to help us. And if you would even be interested in this, I have a 2-part CD album entitled The Power of Partnership. And it basically is talking about how partnership benefits you. It's obvious how it benefits me, but it really benefits you. And we'll give this to you if you would just call and ask for it. And as you call, if you're ready, I encourage you to sign up and become a partner today.
Andrew's partners have been crucial to the continued growth of this ministry. They support daily TV and radio broadcast, a ministry website, the publication of books, CDs, and DVDs, and the free distribution of these materials to people in need. They also support benevolent outreaches such as the one you've seen today. It's the faithful support of our friends and partners that make it possible to expand each of these outreaches as the need continues to grow. We'd like to invite you to become a partner today. Our partners are friends of the ministry who want to make a difference in the lives of those who are hungry for the gospel by giving on a regular basis. You can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We hope to hear from you today.